His favor. Don't even want their friendship. Rather have you for an enemy than I'll watch you. David said it wasn't an enemy that caused me my trouble. It was somebody who walked with me to the house of God in fellowship. Said if it was the enemy, I'd have hid myself from him. Somebody's my enemy, praise God, and they put up a sign, then I'm going to watch the aggravating thing. Somebody makes out like you're walking with you and they're not, it creates the problems for you. Now I want you to notice here in the scriptures, I want to show you why was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and almost 4,600 other captives or hostages brought from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar 70 years before, what were they doing in that strange land as slaves? Now what were they doing there? Why were they there? I want to show you. From two sources, there's plenty more in the Word of God. But in Zechariah, the 7th chapter, I want you to look at this with me, please. Verse 7. Should you not hear the words which the Lord hath cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? God, through the prophet, is saying 70 years later in the restoration and rebuilding of Jerusalem by those captives that were loosed after the Medo-Persians had conquered Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar was killed, the restoration began. All right, the prophet Zechariah, one of the prophets of restoration, says, why didn't you folks listen to them prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity? And then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in his heart. I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, that's not law. That's just as much grace as it is law. Don't holler Old Testament. I'll get over there in the New. God still judges people and chastens them for their stinking rebellion and idolatry. But he said here, back 70 years before, they refused to hearken to those prophets. They pulled away the shoulder. They stopped their ears that they should not hear. You tell me God ain't going to avenge himself on this stinking abomination, this backslid, lukewarm, apostate church here in America? God wouldn't have it on two Christmas trees. They refused to hearken right today in America. They pulled away the shoulder. They stopped the ears so they won't hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone. They still do. Lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts when men won't hear, women won't hear, when God's people refuse to hear and be corrected in their errant ways. Their idolatry, their rebellion. Here's what happens. Therefore it came to pass, it has come to pass, it came to pass, that as he cried, the prophet, and they would not hear, so now they're crying and God will not hear. That's what's going to happen in America. That's what's the beginning to happen now. How about all these storms and floods now that is succeeding the terrible drought and the famine-stricken conditions that gripped much of this great land of ours? Why do you think it's going to be this winter? It won't be just Buffalo and International Falls, Minnesota, going to have a low temperature way down into zeros, minus. It's going to be a lot of other places, too. People's going to be crying out to God or to somebody. When they don't listen to God when things are good, you think God's going to listen to them when it's bad? No, he won't. All right, I want to show you the other place where it says something about this in Lamentations. Now, this is Jeremiah. He was the prophet that was right there in Jerusalem when Nebuchadnezzar came over there and took these 4,600 captives away as slaves. How about that? Only 4,600 Jews or Israelites were spared out of all those millions. I don't want you to turn to the Lamentations of Jeremiah in your Bible. It follows the book of Jeremiah. Then it's the Lamentations of Jeremiah over the destruction of Jerusalem in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. All right, in verse 7. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old. See, after God burned her, or sent Nebuchadnezzar to do it, you know, Jeremiah 25, 27, God calls him his servant. I'll send Nebuchadnezzar, my servant, against this hypocritical nation. Yeah. And he did. He's God's servant. He said, Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all them pleasant things that she had in the days of old before Nebuchadnezzar came, before God's judgments came. She remembered all them goodies, them chickens cooking in copper-bottom pots, all them seafood platters down at Cedar River and Red Lobster, all them big, thick steaks beginning at Quince's and Sizzler on up to them steakhouses where they double in price. Yeah. Oh, I remember them things. Now we don't have nothing. Says, I remember them when her people fell into the hand of the enemy and none did help her. The adversaries saw her and did mock her Sabbaths. Why is all this destruction come? Why did it come on in Jerusalem? And why is it coming on the good old USA? Chapter 2, verse 14 of Lamentations of Jeremiah. Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, but they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment, reasons for God putting you away, spewing you out of his mouth. Preachers are doing this to us. Not us here, but us collectively. It's preachers! Sorry, rascals. Let's go a little further. Go to the fourth chapter. Verse 12. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was an impregnable city. A fortress city, if you please. Wouldn't no king in the world believe that they could have battered down the gates and walls of this impregnable fortress city of Jerusalem with a God who was omnipotent? It was unbelievable. Except one fella, God's servant Nebuchadnezzar, he said, I'll send him against you and he'll do it. You know why? Verse 13, for the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priest. That's why God did it. He's going to send enemies, pestilence, earthquakes, famine, terrorism. All these natural disasters we read about happening in Bangladesh and some other place, it's going to happen here. Why? For the sins of her prophets and the iniquity of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. These old preachers agree with abortion. Murdering innocents. We have shed the blood of innocents, some 5 to 7 million a year. You think God's not going to avenge that blood? Yes, he is. That one thing right there. 25 to 30 million homosexuals in here vaunting themselves against decent people, adopting children, marrying, and bringing down the morality of this generation to that of animals or less. It's worse than animals. Animals don't live like these stupid homosexuals, lesbians.